Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Tuesday edition of Straight Talk Money. I'm just real briefly going to mention the fact that Bitcoin, another record, 11,751, up 140. It's up 1.2% this morning. And, you know, all those people in Venezuela, Charles, are jumping up and down going, well, we're going to have our own. You know, we're all going to be billionaires,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think they have to be cynical enough at this point to know that's probably not how that's going to work out.
Yeah. Especially
kind of the whole point. So kind of the background there. You know, Venezuela is planning to launch its own cryptocurrency backed by
called the Petro,
backed by oil and other natural resources. I don't necessarily have a problem with the fact that it would be backed by crude oil and other natural resources, because that was kind of the idea of the gold standard back in the day, was having a currency backed by something hard. So I don't necessarily fault them for that, but it's the whole idea of a cryptocurrency is to have something outside of the control of the government. I mean, that was the whole point. The white paper that created Bitcoin by it's a Japanese name, I can't remember, I'm drawing a blank, but the whole point of Bitcoin was to create something outside of government control. I mean, that was when 2008 was happening and the Fed was just going bonkers, you know, blowing up its balance sheet and everything else to contain the damage. That's what really spurred the creation of Bitcoin, just something that is outside of the control of government. And so the idea of a government-sponsored cryptocurrency totally misses the point. And anybody that, I mean, look how well Venezuela has managed its existing currency. I mean, the Bolivar is not worth toilet paper. It's ridiculous. So, I mean, what, again, for anything to work, there has to be confidence and faith in it. And the reason Bitcoin has been popular is because people have more faith in the algorithm than they do in the government. And I mean, I think Bitcoin's a bubble, by the way, but I certainly respect and understand the libertarian sentiment that goes into it. I mean, I get why people like Bitcoin. I just think they're paying too much for it right now. But like, when you look at this proposed Venezuelan deal, yeah, not so much. You just can't make the same arguments there.